Hey, yo, what's up? This Bean on Beancast and this podcast. This segment today, I'm chopping up. We're basically going to discuss this evilness that's going on in the world right now. And I'm talking about this. Basically, I'm going to touch bases on the fact of Trump not talking about white nationalists and nationalism and racism that's going on right now as a whole in America. And beyond America, I mean globally. I'm going to touch bases on it. We're going to chop it up. We're going to dissect a couple of things today on this podcast. So y'all stay with it. Now, first things first, you know, my heart and my condolences go out to the Muslim community in New Zealand. We're with you. As always, you know, that's very unfortunate what happened. You were simply just trying to worship God and pray to God and fear God, and some crazy man comes in and takes people's lives, and that's never a good thing. So we're with you, New Zealand. We're with all of you. We're with the Muslim community. We don't want to see this type of hate. We want to see this going off the earth. Now, and I stand with them. We stand with that community in eradicating this hate from the planet. With that being said, now we're going to touch bases on Trump. Trump had a chance to bring the nation together. He has a chance many times over to bring the nation together. But he doesn't. Because the truth of the matter is, he doesn't want to. The truth of the matter is, he wants a race war. He's been hired as a president to bring that on. And I mean by that is, he's been hired to bring on a race war in so many ways. What he's going to do is, he's going to coin certain terms. He's gonna look away at certain times to create an atmosphere, not of fear, but create an atmosphere that of anger and makes you want to go out and grab your rifle and shoot someone of the other kind. That's wrong on all fronts. I've been hearing a lot also in the same arena where people are saying things like, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, I'm a Moor, I'm an original person, I'm an indigenous person. I'm the God's bloodline. We're God's bloodline. You're not. You're the devil's bloodline. Things like that. I've been hearing a lot of this stuff and seeing and reading excerpts from it and seeing posts on social media and things like that, all exclaiming about who's God's children and who's the chosen one and things like that. Now, I want to touch base on that because this is very important that I touch base on that. Listen. God's chosen one is Jesus Christ. The definition of Christ in itself is chosen one. Therefore, the chosen one is Jesus Christ. There you go. The chosen people of God are the people that fear him, that recognize Jesus as the Son of God, that recognize the fact that he died on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later, and he ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of the Father. Those are the chosen people of God. Period, point blank. You want to know what those people look like? They're colorful. They can be any color and they can be every color because it doesn't require a color. It requires you to believe in the Father, who you've never seen. It requires you to believe in Jesus Christ, who is Son, who died on the cross for you and your sins. That's all the requirement is. That's it. Just that simple. So with that being said, there is no specific color. Now, there's a lot of false information going out there, and there's a lot of hate being perpetuated out there, designed by the devil to create it to hate, for us to hate each other and kill each other. Now is the time for unity more than anything else. Anything else is now is the time for unity. So, with all of that that I've mentioned, I want to also touch bases on Islam, because I know a little bit about Islam. I know a little bit about it. I was a Muslim for 17 years of my life, so I know a little bit about it. Muslims are God-fearing people. They look at violence as the last mode, and that means you got to push when you have a Muslim attacking or perpetuating any type of violence. Let me rephrase that word. It's not violence. It's actually self-defense. When a Muslim is in a realm of self-defense, or they feel that they have to attack, that means they're backed all the way into a corner. They don't see any other way out of this situation. They don't see any other solution to their issue but to retaliate. You put them in a corner. that they cannot walk out of. You do anyone like that, you're going to get that same result. Muslim, Christian, human, dog, cat, whatever. So, with that being said, why is the world ostracizing Islam? Why is the world ostracizing Muslims? And why are they singling them out? Why? Because Trump ordered it. Because Trump doesn't like it. He's anti-Islam, he's anti-immigrant, and he's causing the world to have that same atmosphere, to have that same feeling, to have that same vibe, to be anti-immigrant, to be anti-human. People, we need to wake up. We all need to wake up. If you support Trump, you need to look at something. What are you supporting? Because there's actually better candidates out there. I'm not a Republican, not at all. Not a Democrat. I'm more along the lines of independent. But I would support something that stands for the American person. Something that stands for the equality of all people. That's what I'm going to support. If they're Republican, Democrat, elephant, whatever it may be, then that's what I'm going to stand behind. Because that's equality for all people. And that's what we need. It doesn't wear a face. It doesn't wear a name. It just is a thing. That's what I'm about. Where are you at? What are your views? What do you believe in? Are you standing with me? Or are you standing with him? Because if you stand with Trump, you got to understand something. Let's understand this above all things. Trump is not about unifying a nation. He's not about unifying people. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt when I say this. You got to know, Trump was a celebrity. That's what he is by nature. That's what he is by profession. He was a real estate mogul, and then he became a celebrity. Those two things are great professions in America. And they bring in, they yield a lot of money. They yield a lot of money. They yield a lot of power. They yield a lot of fame. But in a political arena, you're not ready. In a political arena, you cannot equate to success. In a political arena, you cannot work. The reason why? Because you don't have any expertise in it. You don't know. You don't. He does not know. And he clearly is showing that he does not have any expertise in a political arena. And that's okay. I'm starting to believe that because of his lack of expertise in the political arena and being that, you know, he's a man. I'm a man. One thing about all men, and this goes, and this is true for all men, when we're put into an arena where we have to perform and we don't know, they got a saying, we're going to fake it till we make it. We ain't finna say we don't know, and we not finna ask for no information. We just gonna come off like we know what the fuck we doing at all times, and we gonna make a whole lot of fucking mistakes. A lot of fucking mistakes. But that's okay, because that's what men do. Men, actually, it's organized chaos. That's the way it's explained. We're gonna make those mistakes, and we're gonna clean them all up. That's the course of getting everything right. But what we're not gonna do is we're not gonna be out here asking for help. We're not gonna be asking, saying, admitting to not knowing what we're doing. We're not gonna do that. Men don't do those things. So, giving Trump the benefit of the doubt, and I don't even know why I'm doing it, but I'm only doing it because he's an American like myself. So therefore, since we're both Americans, we're brothers by that nature, I'm going to give him that credit and say he's suffering from the fact that, one, he's narcissistic, two, he doesn't know what he's doing, and three, he doesn't want to ask and say and admit to not knowing what he's doing, so he just keeps going. Let's bail him out. Let's stop all the hate. Let's stop choosing sides. Everyone, I challenge all of us Americans to quietly ignore his rhetoric. I challenge all of us to do one thing, and I charge all of us to do things. One thing. In spite of him ignoring white nationalists, in spite of him ignoring the heightened racism that's going along the globe, let's push that away with love. For every time that he says, I don't think, for every time that he says, no, that's not happening, for every time he says, I didn't see Kim Jong-un kill an innocent American, or I didn't see Prince Salam kill a reporter, I didn't hear that, and we know this, it's not true. Let's just hit them with, we love you anyway, Donald. Let's say that. Let's not even give him the facts. Let's not even give him the point. Let's not make ridicule of him. Let's not make him look stupid. Let's not do any of those things. Let's just repeat this phrase to him. You're right, Mr. President, and we love you. We love your ignorance, Mr. Donald Trump. We love your ignorance. My father used to always tell me, ignorance is bliss. And it is, in a sense. Ignorance is bliss because your dumb ass don't know what's going on, and you pretending that you don't know what's going on, but you're going to be a victim to what's going on because ignorance is bliss. This is Bean on Beancast. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Stay tuned, and we'll come back to you soon. One love.